I encountered last year and actually do at all of these schools around the country is solve problems and calm people down and let them realize that they have control in almost every case over whether they're going to get extremely fatigued or get aches and pains or whatever. My run, walk, run method is really what has taken the sting out of doing these events and has opened it up to practically everybody.
Now, what are some more of these kind of common problems that you run across at these kind of events?
Motivation. Now, I don't know anybody who doesn't go through lulls in motivation. My role is to explain why that happens and then to give tools as to how you can turn it around. A lot of my advice came about counseling people in these schools over the last 40 years and figuring out what types of techniques and mental training work. Last year, I went into the research on how the brain operates and discovered some really mind-expanding tools that will allow people to keep away from generating the negative hormones and turn it around through mental training so that you can stay positive, stay on track, and then push through barriers when they come up.
Can you tell me maybe one of those tools or one of the ones that kind of surprised you?
Yes. The biggest breakthrough was to understand the major components of the brain that govern most of what we do. One of them is the subconscious brain that I call the reflex brain because it has pre-programmed stimulus response behavior patterns and subconsciously conducts all the things that we take for granted, such as our hearts beating, the blood flowing, and all these other things that we have trained ourselves to do. One of the primitive aspects of this subconscious brain is the way it handles stress, and that is when the stress level builds up to what it deems to be a little too high, it starts shutting things down. It will secrete anxiety hormones, and then if you persist in building up more stress, it'll produce some negative attitude hormones. The more stress you're under, the more negative you're going to tend to get. The methods that I talk about are not based on doing away with the stress. I mean, that'd be nice, but most of us can't do that. It's based on shifting control into the conscious, the executive brain. You can set up plans of action that keep you focused and stop the production of the negative attitude hormones. So the conscious brain can override the subconscious brain, and as a result, you can move yourself from not being motivated and feeling somewhat depressed to, I can't believe how good I feel.
Does the physical play part in this? I'm thinking of the like the walk portion of your training regimen. Do you need that physical stop in order to kind of let your brain dial it back?
Yes. One of the positive aspects, the taking a break so that you're not continuously building up that stress from running. The other major aspect is running produces the most powerful positive attitude hormones that we can produce, and those are beta endorphins. When we're running continuously, they have to really kill the pain of running. But when we're walking, there's no running pain to kill. And therefore, they lock into the receptor sites all over the body and give you confidence, good feeling, and a positive attitude.
I see. Have you seen a difference in your race times as a result of run walking?
One of the challenges I had, I just a few weeks ago got a fracture of my hip. I won't be able to run this year. I'll just be running my mouth all weekend. But first time in 35 years that I hadn't been able to run every day.
Wow. How's that affected you thus far?
Case in point, I'm not getting those great doses of positive attitude hormones, and I simply do not feel as good.
So, being that you've run for so long, how do you plan to combat not being able to have that endorphin rush that you've had for so long now that you've hurt yourself?
You get these initial feelings that you'll never be back running, but knowing what I know now about counseling tens of thousands of people who've been through similar situations and hearing from them that they're back, they're running as strong as ever. I know I'm going to be back. That's just not a question. So now I'm really applying myself to working with others as I do at any time. But it's really very fulfilling to solve the problems and get them motivated and get them back on their way when they've had a setback.